The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
He's ready now, and it's episode 171 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan and Gabe and nobody else, because we're the best. Hard stop.
Alicia's in the background.
Well, Alicia's here, too. She's pretty great as well.
Yo, what up? This is Doyle. I'm calling into the show this week because we had to postpone it because myself and somebody else was sick or something, but I'm still feeling pretty awful and can't sleep and hacking up crap, so I will not be on the postponed episode either. Want to ask that we call in our perspective opinions on the topic. So this one's about The Witcher, new Netflix show that we all kind of hopefully got around to watching. I don't know much about the video game, but the show itself I thought was done pretty well. The somewhat convoluted storyline that takes, you know, towards the, I would say the last couple episodes of the first season to kind of pull itself together. But as with other shows that kind of have a slow build like that, this show still had very interesting shows along the way. There's lots of action. Lots of fantasy. They explored the world pretty well. I mean, like I said, I don't know much about it, but I feel like after watching the show, you kind of get what I would assume is a fairly good insight on The Witcher. So, again, I'm not 100% sure about that, but I don't know if it's a book either. But I would definitely recommend the show. It's a lot of fun to watch. I feel like it's well acted. Special effects are very good. Each episode is interesting. Even though it's like building up to something that you kind of don't put together until towards the end. They did a really good job balancing that. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the show and I hope you get to watch, The Witcher or you have watched it and can kind of, hopefully interact with the show as it's being, live talked about or whatnot. I don't know if I'm going to do that tomorrow or not, but it's like 4:30 in the morning. I can't sleep. So. Again, this is Doyle, and hopefully I will be there at the next live show. Thank you. Bye.
What are we talking about? I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, I guess we didn't decide which one we were going to do first. We usually do not the pop culture classic first. We want to talk about Witcher first?
Sure.
All right. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 170.
We were recording that whole time.
I know. Episode 171 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
Today, we're going to be talking about The Witcher.
Get some.
I'm only like three episodes into this. I finished the third episode like right before I got here. It's actually why I was running a little late.
I went three episodes in, skipped three episodes, watched the last two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted to see the finale before we recorded.
It seems about the pace that show is going. So, I've played some of Witcher 3. I enjoy the video game.
It was a game before the show. Yes. Was it a novel before the game?
Maybe. That's what we have computers for.
I have The Witcher show up, but I don't have the... I guess I did not look at anything else.
It looks like it.
The novel came first.
Yes, it looks like the novels came out in like the 80s.
Woo!
90s.
Yep, 92 was the earliest. Sword of Destiny.
Okay.
Which the show is based off of the Sword of Destiny and the Last Wish. So it's a preamble to... The main series of The Witcher, apparently. It's kind of like the prologue.
So, I find the games enjoyable.
What are the games about?
They're action games, and you're The Witcher, and it basically tells like an overarching story, but you like hunt monsters to like tell the story.
All right.
I haven't read any of the books. I feel like I would...
Fuck reading.
I love reading. Fuck Juan. I feel like I would really enjoy the books. I do like a lot of fantasy stuff. Right. So, the show
is slow.
Very.
It's very slow. The game doesn't feel that way. Like, the game is very, like, action-packed. You go, you go, you go. Because it's a video game.
Right.
Like, it has to be. So I get the feeling that maybe the show is based more on the books than on the game.
I'm sure.
Because they just kind of are plotting. Like, right. They take a while to get where they're going.
Right.
I feel like the 8 episodes could probably be condensed into 5 or 6. Like, because even the fight scenes. So, like, I finished the 3rd episode where he's fighting the Styrix or something like that.
Everything has a weird fucking name in these shows.
And I think the Elven language is based in German somehow. Hmm. Like, when they speak Elvish, it sounds vaguely German. So.
Lazy.
Tolkien. Not everybody can be Tolkien. Bullshit, man. Not everybody is an English lord with infinite money and a lot of time on his hands. So, but you know, that 3rd episode when he's fighting the creature, you know that he has to defeat the creature by fighting until daybreak.
Like, right.
They allude to that at the beginning or during the episode.
Right.
So just do that. It doesn't need to be 15 minutes long. Like, if a fight scene gets boring and you're like, wow, the fight scene's boring. Like, that sucks, you know? Like, I don't hate it. It just seems like it goes on forever. Like, everything seems like it goes on forever. I'm just like, fuck, just do it. Make these shows 40 minutes long,
right,
and they're better, like, by a long shot. I mean, I'm just a little put off because of our pop culture classic too. So, like, we'll get to that next episode. But holy crap, like, that's a lot of scenery going on.
So I watched the first two because I think you'd put it in the group text, the group message. Probably a week and a half ago. I think it was pretty close. I went to give you the calendars, I think, and you're like, have we chosen? And then I said no, and you're like, chose.
Sorry, I do that sometimes.
No, it didn't matter. But so I was like, all right, well, I got to watch a whole series of this, you know, whatever it is. And I was finishing The Exorcist at the same time. And in the group text, I was like, man, I got through 2 episodes, but I'm way more involved in The Exorcist that came out 3 years ago than I am in this show that it seems to be going somewhere, but I don't fucking know where. And Tim, I think, alluded, he didn't send his thoughts in.
I'm sure he will before.
He alluded to the fact that, you know, there's 2 or 3 episodes of setup, which is a lot in an 8 episode series.
And when they're straight up hour long episodes, not like an hour for TV, but like an HBO style hour long episode where it's actually like an hour and 5 minutes with the credits, you know, like, these are fucking long episodes. And those first 2 episodes just go and go and go, and you're just like, fuck this.
Well, it's tough because if you're going to devote the whole first hour to nothing but building who these people are, where they're from, and what's going on, fine. That's fine. You know, whatever. But if you're going to – when you create such a big universe and you've limited yourself to 8 hours of television – you can't spend half of that time creating other stuff. It takes me away from wanting to stay with the show. It's just, like you said, it's just so slow at that point. Then give me 22 episodes. Maybe they're fucking 40 minutes, 30 minutes long or something. I don't know. You know, for something this big, the Lord of the Rings episodes, I'm guessing there's going to be a substantial amount of them when they finally come out. They spent a shit ton of money. It's got to be hopefully a good amount of episodes.
No.
Yeah. 4 17-hour episodes.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, if each episode is 2 hours, okay, maybe I get that. But it takes too long, I think. I think some of these – which is weird because I am not in agreeance with the rest of the world, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's got a 65% for critics, but a 93% for audience. So it's a really, really highly rated show. I just don't – like, I don't see it. It's just weird to me. Like, the last episode – where the shit that I kind of know about the episode, because I skipped a couple episodes, it's cool. The battle scene was really cool, but you still, it ends on a cliffhanger, and that just seems like more world building. It doesn't seem like a jumping off point into the next season to me. You know, Doyle left us some stuff. He said that it took a while. It took a few, but then it finally kind of pulled itself together in the last three episodes. But that just seems like too long. It just seems like too much.
It's one of my complaints that I have with, like, the way Netflix and HBO and a lot of prestige television gets made. I do appreciate the concept of, like, an 8-hour long movie that drops, like, as a season of, like, 8 single episodes. I get that. But you gotta warn people about that. Like, that this is, if you're not dedicated to watching the 8 hours of it, don't waste your time on the first 3 hours.
Right.
Of it, you know, because I have a huge problem with time. Like, I just don't have a ton of time. If I want to watch something for like 8 or 9 just solid hours of enjoying like a show, it's got to grab me right away.
Right.
If it's, oh, just wait till you're in the 4th fucking hour and that's when it gets good. That means you wasted 3 hours of time. Like, unless it's like an incredible creation. Like, I would say maybe, no, not even close. The Wire grabbed me on the first episode. So did Deadwood. Like, halfway through the second episode of Watchmen, I was sold. Like, I maybe didn't understand everything that was going right. on, but I was sold. This is a cool world based on something I'm familiar with.
Right.
The Witcher, I'm pretty, like, not crazy familiar, but I played the game enough that I have a lot of the ideas in my head, and it still didn't grab me right away.
The another good example of something that's going on right now is The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That was, from what I hear, was supposed to be some kind of movie that they chopped up into bits. And I don't really know much about The Mandalorian people, but you get into what the story is going to be for the next however many episodes in the first episode.
Yeah.
You figure out at the very end what he's there to save and why he, you know, he's trying to save it. You don't know anything else, but you know that that's probably going to be the main thing that carries you through the story. Yeah. And I don't need to know any. That's all I need to know. You know, you can build it as I'm going, but at least I know in the first episode, oh shit, I feel like I know that this is going to kind of carry through the whole rest of the season. Right. Whereas The Witcher, I had no fucking idea what was going to lead me to the end of the story.
I mean, I have ideas. Like, I have ideas of, like, where it's going, but there's no, like, through line that this point A is going towards something.
Right.
It seems like there's 4 different starting points, and they're all on their own trajectory, with the exception of, like, these 2 points that you know are going to eventually have to cross. But past that, there's not really so much to it that it's really heavily enjoyable. Does that sound horrible? But I don't know.
I'm not a giant Henry Cavill fan either. So that might have kind of skewed me. But all he is
a little wooden. I'm not horribly against that, like, but he does come across as, like, kind of wooden occasionally.
I just heard how awesome it was this whole time before I watched it, and I was just like, I just don't see it, you know. Even finishing it, I just don't. It's cool. There's a lot of cool scenery. The how everything looks is really good.
Right.
Like, the set pieces and where the landscape, all of that looks really good. It's the story that took me out of the story.
It is super well made. Like, visually, it's a right. stunning show. Like, there's absolutely nothing that you can deny about that. Like, it is a super, super cool looking show. Oh, man. For some reason, this says the wrong date again.
Oh. What? Oh, on Twitch?
On YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah, so I don't. I mean, this is probably going to be a short episode because we don't have the other two guys here.
Well, we have somebody talking to us right here on.
Oh, we do?
On YouTube. I just missed it because I don't have it all connected the same way.
YouTube.
But, so, things that it does make me want to do, It makes me want to read one of the books. Like, I've never read one of the books. If they're this...
Oh, shit. I doiled
come
it.
Come on, Doyle.
I doiled it.
Come on, Doyle. Come on. If they're this kind of, like, in-depth, like, if they're this, you know, deep, I think I would enjoy the books quite a bit. I just haven't ever...
But that's different. You know, yeah. You're going into what could be a 300-page
right.
Fucking... Well, just one book full of character and story. Exactly. And that's what books are for.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, this... If the book has the same feel as the show, the book is something that I'd be really interested right. in. Like, as a show, though, it's just hard. It's hard when you get that... It's hard when you... have to get into something to enjoy it, and it takes forever. You know, I don't know. Like, the only thing I can equate it to is, like, I've heard, like, critically acclaimed albums, and I listen to it, like, 2 or 3 times. I'm like, eh, it's all right. And then I listen to it, like, 8 or 10 times. I was like, eh, it's a little bit better. And then I listen to it, like, you know, 30, 40 times. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get why everybody likes right. this. Like, I don't do that great with TV shows that I have to, like, revisit it, you know. Oh, okay, we're in our 4th hour of watching it. Oh, I get why it's good now. Like well, that's not my favorite.
Again, you know, if you think about even the Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. you know, if you're watching it now with all the director cuts, you're probably getting 9 hours worth of content, maybe more.
Oh, I think it's 12 with the full director's cuts. Yeah.
I don't remember. I just watched it recently, but it took me forever. But you know, if you're not a fan of the books, which I was, and I read them beforehand, so it helped me a little bit, mm-hmm. you know what's going on fucking almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
And that is a giant world. That's a world that you've got orcs and you've got elves and you've got humans and you've got fucking wars that happen and why this giant eyes fucking, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got a lot of shit going on. But that, you know that the ring is the thing that carries you through 3 movies. And that's...
and 4 books, yeah. You know?
And that's the crazy thing is it just doesn't... It never caught me like that. I never found that one thing that I could stick with exactly. through the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there isn't yet. Like, three episodes into it, that doesn't exist yet. You know, the main draw of the story is that the girl is trying to find Geralt. What do we know past that? Very little. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's a witcher.
He's a witcher, which means he has cool hair and crazy eyes.
And he talks funny.
And he goes, fuck. Which is funny because he's Superman.
He's tired Superman, bro.
He is tired Superman. Like a Dark Knight Returns, he would play a good tired Superman. Like, I'm just sick of saving you fuckers' lives.
You guys are the worst.
I hate humans. It's good. Like, don't let our opinion
dissuade you
from watching it. Like, if you're interested, it's probably worth a watch. If you are a huge fan of the games, who knows? There's probably all sorts of subtle little things in it that come from the games that I just don't know about. So
the Watchmen, when we first talked about it, I said the first 2 or 3 episodes, and I can't remember. I said, I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a show that you can't watch unless you know what's going on in the world. But I kept watching it because the characters drew me in.
Right.
You know, maybe I didn't really know what was going on, but the weirdness and the characters, the mass, like, that shit kept me going.
Right.
And then I understood later on what was going on, but I had something to be like, fuck, it's still entertaining. I still worth a watch. You know right. what I mean? And I just never, I just didn't find it with The Witcher. You know, I think most of the people probably, maybe not, but a lot of the people probably go in knowing the books or knowing the games or knowing something about it.
I don't even think so.
I don't
like
know.
Listening to people talk about it at work. People love this show and I'm still trying to figure out why. Like, I know part of it's boobs because boobs comes up all the time when people are talking about this show.
I didn't see a lot of boobs.
Honestly, in the first 3 episodes, people are like, oh man, chick, you know, she's got hot tits, blah, blah, blah. I was like, man, there's way more boobs than a lot of other shows that I've watched.
A lot more boobs anywhere else.
I was like,
if that's what you're looking for.
If that's what you're looking for, it's a lot easier to find them. Like,
that doesn't draw me into a TV show.
Tap, porn, look at all the boobs.
Like, I saw this.
Sorry, I saw this meme that somebody had written boobies on a calendar. It was like the Imperial captain from a Star Wars ship and says, "It's an old passcode, but it still checks out, sir." So it made me laugh. like most dumb things do.
I don't know.
I just watch myself type. And that's really funny.
I'm not a giant fan. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. It gets rave reviews.
So I would give this
I'm missing something.
I would give this like a thumbs middle. Like, yeah. It's not horrible, but it's not.
A thumbs quarter.
I may finish watching it. I might not. Like,
that's why I jumped right to the end.
It just depends.
Because I was like, I probably won't.
It depends on what we watch next. Because if we watch like another TV series, I probably won't finish watching this.
Yeah, we probably will, knowing us.
But if we watch something else, like two movies or something, I'll probably watch both.
I don't know what's out lately.
Neither do I. I don't know anything anymore. So tired all the time.
Oh, I'm exhausted. All right, well, I think Doyle, I'm guessing he ended up giving it a thumbs up. It sounds like Tim really was on its nuts too. I think he probably Tim gave it really, a really thumbs up. It. So he likes those kind of plotting, very slow series. I feel like, yeah. I can't do it. Unless I know it really well, it's hard for me to invest.
I think Tim loves terrible television.
A lot of people agreed with us on Outlander. Not a lot of people agree with us here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well,
yeah, I think that's it. So be sure to check us out. You can find all of our contact information for social media at www.totlb.com. Be sure to call our hotline. That's actually the way we got Tim and Doyle on the show this episode at night.
Not Tim yet.
Well, Tim will call. I'll message him. Hmm. Be like, Tim, call.
Don't be a bitch.
What was the phone number? It was in my
head. 970-573-6148.
That is the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. You know, you'll hear Doyle's voice because he called in. Feel free to call in, and then you'll hear your own voice complain about The Witcher or love The Witcher.
Or love it. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Complain about us. That's fine, too.
I'll play it. I'll allow it.
And, of course, visit our Patreon, patreon.com/TOTLB, to get all sorts of cool stuff. Check out our shop on TOTLB.com to get one of these fantabulous.
I don't know where I am in frames.
So. Pinup calendar. Just point it right there.
So check it out. Who am I on? February. That's Kayla and Carissa. That's Anna. Very cool.
Yeah. Super fun. We had a ton of fun doing it. And we'd love for you guys to enjoy half-naked ladies for your whole year like we're going to. So they loved it. They had such a good time.
Yeah, a lot of people loved it.
A lot of really good feedback. So anyway, with that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
We'll see you next episode.
Get some.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.